You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Thank you, Don Rue. It is Friday morning, December 19th, 2025. 8:06, nice to have you back here up north on this Friday morning. Parker Olson producing things down in Madison. You can reach us here at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. At least for another, 53 minutes or so before we wrap things up here. But keep in mind that after this show is done and I simply revert to working full-time at Up North News, the organization I started 6 years ago, you can still reach me there. The email address we've been using all this time is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. That'll probably still work, but the general inbox is info@upnorthnewswi.com. So add that in. Send us some news tips, questions, comments, feedback all along the way. We appreciate it all for the work that I'm doing at Up North News and by extension for Courier Newsroom, the parent company of Up North News with all of its many state outlets, national podcasts and newsletters and merchandise. Head over to couriernewsroom.com to learn more. So Parker is here along with senior producer Frank Gargano, and unfortunately, Dr. Lyerly sends her regards, but is horribly under the weather and just cannot join us today. Has sent a lot of love via text message, and we love her right back. And Kristen, hope that you feel better real soon. Parker and Frank will do their best to help me get through this half hour, the one that Kristen normally brightens. So
yeah, no
guys,
pressure. Yeah.
No pressure there, guys.
Big shoes. Yikes.
Well, here's what I did in the meantime here. I went back and I looked at the notes for the first week of shows because, like any good pack rat, I have all of the notes and I have all 711 of these, morning shows are downloaded and someday I'll just listen to them back in the nursing home, I guess. So I mentioned already our very first guest was Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg. And so I just wanted to look at some of the other guests that we had that first week. We had on the second day, August 2nd, we had three candidates for Congress, Rebecca Cook, Brad Paff, and Deb Baldus McGrath. The next day, we had one more congressional candidate, Mark Newman was in, Robert Craig from Citizen Action. We had Dr. Lyerly on along with Kirk Bangsted on our third show on August 3rd, along with Jillian Patino, a political candidate. Kia Vakil from Courier Newsroom joined us on our fourth day on that Thursday, along with Senator Tammy Baldwin. And then Cam Stevenson from Courier Newsroom joined us on that Friday. So as is pretty clear, gentlemen, we've been a big deal right from the get-go here. We've done the homework. We understood the assignment.
Packed with guests from the beginning. Wow, I didn't know you had a game like
that. That is impressive.
Yeah. Well, back in the beginning, it was also a three-hour show. It went from 8 to 11, and then we moved from 6 to 8 in the morning, and then they expanded that to a three-hour show, 6 to 9. So we're used to filling a lot of stuff here on the show and trying to keep it interesting in the meantime. I was looking back at the notes from the first day, and the first thing I opened the show with is the old Dave Garraway line from the very first Today show where he says, well, here we are and good morning to you. And then I teased folks that I said, as Uncle Joe would say, folks, I said, it's a new day. It's a new week. It's a new month. Here's a new show. I said at the time, the state of Wisconsin has long been in need of a show based not out of Madison or Milwaukee, but a place to come together that's based up north. Up north, we can debate all day if you like. But I said, we're not going to deal in the latest conspiracy theories. We're going to deal in something really old school here, facts, not alternative facts, just actual stuff. And then, we moved on with our guest, Katie Rosenberg, and more. So I hope that we have stayed true to that and have brought in folks who have been extremely informative and extremely entertaining, as the case may be. And we also have made sure that we let people know that whether it's at Courier Newsroom or Up North News or at Civic Media, there are all these other things going on. Parker's still doing, for example, Make the Call. I think you got a show this weekend?
Yes, we do. We're going to have Dominic Lee, the producer of John and Gordy. He's going to be heading over, joining us, giving us a little Bears perspective, Frank, as we look at Bears Packers this week.
We're going to have some Bears perspective, are we? Well,
yes.
If only we had somebody
about
else on this show. Oh, look at him, about time. Yeah, you see. Thanks, Kristen. I have to talk Bears now. Great.
I just want to say one thing.
Yeah. Yes.
And this is coming from somebody who grew up an hour north of the city of Chicago and was born into being a Bears fan.
Okay.
But if there's anything that proved why the Bears are the Bears and the Packers are the Packers, more than the president of the Bears releasing a memo just a couple days before the biggest game of the season, saying that they might move the stadium to Northwest Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
Bears. It was the most Chicago Bears thing I've ever seen in my life in 31 years on this planet. Yeah, I know this is the biggest game we've had in 7 years coming up at home against our most hated rivals, the Packers. But let's talk about Indiana, folks.
Talk about moving the team to Indiana.
Big things happening in Indiana, guys. I hear
I'm
that
sure
it's the place to
Papa
be.
Papa Bear Hallis always envisioned his Chicago Bears in Northwest Indiana.
You know, I'm old enough to remember when Indiana had no professional football teams, and now they're on the cusp of having two. That's not something I thought I would ever say out loud.
You know, like, I'm a sicko that puts on the 24-hour Christmas Story marathon every year.
Okay.
And there's a scene where the old man at the table opens up the newspaper and talks about the Chicago Bears because he's a Bears fan in Indiana. And I thought about that. I was like, it makes sense. I get it. They're a part of the market. But we're not the Northwest Indiana Bears. It's as simple as that.
No. No, and look, we get that teams don't often stay in the city. You know, they're in the suburbs someplace.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not in the same state. The New York Giants and Jets play in New Jersey, but that doesn't mean the Bears have to do that as well.
And that's also because they don't have space. Like, there's no space in Manhattan or the boroughs of New York.
Uh-huh.
So that's why they're in Jersey. Chicago has plenty of space. Make it happen. But that's again, right. This is why
there's a cornfield somewhere you can sacrifice. So
this is why the Bears always lose.
All right.
Well, the Bears.
See, speaking of the Bears and Packers, they play at when's kickoff? 7:30, I think. 7:15 or 7:30. Anyway, the important part is the pregame begins at 5:00 on several Civic Media stations. And then you can stick around and listen to Wayne and Larry Make the Call, America's favorite local football team, as decided in a recent vote. And Frank, you're maybe barely old enough to remember Wayne Larrivee calling Bears games before he came to the Packers.
What year was that? What would you say his last year was?
Oh, how long has Wayne been here now? We just talked about this the other day.
We did, and I found out there were three teams that he's called for. It was the Chiefs was the other one.
That's right. He called games for the Chiefs before he called games for the Bears in the, I want to say, the 80s and 90s. And I don't recall when Jim Irwin retired from calling the Packer games along with Max McGee. Then it became Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron. And they were recently voted favorite local team. Local announcers.
1985, Larrivee was hired to be the Chicago Bears voice.
What a year to be hired.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then held that position until the end of 1998.
Okay,
so I was pretty young. I was probably still in my room playing Power Rangers, not caring about football Sunday.
Okay, that could be the case.
As my dad's yelling at the TV and I didn't understand fully why.
And now you do. Now you understand why Bears fans yell at the TV.
Now I get it.
They do, yep. There's also college basketball tonight. The Badger men taking on Villanova at a tournament in Milwaukee. Coverage begins at 6:30 tonight on several Civic Media stations. And our both congratulations and condolences to the Badger women's volleyball team. Man, they what a season, what a run, making it to the Final Four. But in last night's national semifinal, they came as close as you can get, coming up just short to a one-seed Kentucky, losing in the deciding set 15-13 but a lot of fun to watch. And Mike Clemens is going to be along in a bit to tell us more about all the sports that's going to be happening for this weekend. Frank, what's your – now, you just finished a nice big a trip to Paris and elsewhere. So are you, I'm assuming, a homebody now for the holidays, or do you have to get back on the road?
I'll have to get back on the road December 26th. My in-laws live in Michigan, so I'm going to have to pack it all up and then go to Michigan.
That's actually that much farther away from Chicago. Maybe the Bears would like to locate to Kalamazoo or something like that.
I mean, they probably could. Why not?
I mean,
hey,
everybody could just take a ferry boat across Lake Michigan.
Temporarily, yeah. They could claim your big house, Frank.
God knows they can't. They can't take the what is that? The Indiana, the Skyway, or whatever that one toll road is.
Yeah, I saw somebody put on Threads this morning where it was like, God, if the Bears moved to Indiana, that toll is going to be $25.
Oh, easily. And look, at least in Chicago's gone without toll booths now. They just read your license plate and they send you a bill.
Right.
Indiana's got most of them. You can just either tap your credit card, or in my case, you can just hold up your iPhone and get it. But there's still on that Skyway tollway, whatever it is, the Chicago Skyway or something, still gotta have the old fashioned booths with the long lines that get there.
And they don't work.
And they don't work.
That one doesn't work.
So whenever I hear people say, well, maybe it's time we have toll roads in Wisconsin, I'm like, have you not driven beyond the state line to understand this? I mean, look, if you're going to do it like Chicago did, if you can make it contactless, then maybe. But then again, I look at my bill the next month and I'm like, oh, yeah, toll roads. That's why I don't live. That's why I live in Wisconsin. And yet there's people that think that would be an acceptable way to go here. No, I'll pay a little bit more for my tabs every year. I don't want to have to pay when I'm driving, you know, except for that one exception. I did make one exception, and that is for all the folks who live in the Milwaukee suburbs who are all the time grousing about the big bad city of Milwaukee. Fine. You guys did get a toll gate, you know, just to go into the city. You want to go see the Brewers? You want to go see the Bucks or whatever, you know, Marquette, whatever the case may be? Fine. You can pay for it right there. That toll booth I'll accept. That's it.
The big bad city of Milwaukee.
Oh my God, it just gets so tiring. If I've done nothing else on the show, it's to try to help people understand how important and wonderful Milwaukee is, and to help Milwaukee people understand how important and wonderful rural Wisconsin is, and to stop lobbing this stuff back and forth because you don't know, you've never been to one place or the other. Get out and find reasons to get outside your boundaries and see more of the state. I love that part about Up North News. It's like, go here, go there, see this, eat that, drink that. We need more of that around here. And I hope we get it. Well, we will keep doing that all throughout 2026. And Frank, you continue to be a wonderful ambassador for, you know, an outside perspective of Wisconsin. And we appreciate that very much.
I thank you for putting up with my questions of things such as supper clubs and whatnot for the past couple months.
I loved it.
Educating me.
Yes. No, we never get tired of doing that. So again, who are the friendliest people to opposing fans? Packer fans. Because they love meeting new people. Like, here, let's take you to a supper club. Come have a beer, whatever the case may be. It's great, and you're wonderful and a good sport for doing all of this. Still ahead in about 15 minutes, we will talk to Mike Clemens. We will do a little bit of a sports here as well. Before we wrap things up here from Lake Wissota, the heart of America's up north. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I hope Dr. Lyerly has gone back to bed so she doesn't hear this. I think she does not appreciate how much this final hour of the show was reliant on her.
Yeah!
Because there's always something to come up. But I will say that as Parker and I put together 2 weeks' worth of highlight shows, Yes. Dr. Lyerly does have a bit of a prominent role at times, not the least of which is playing the role of Goldie Gopher.
Yes.
And the mascot, you know, the spinning your head around 360 degrees. Mm-hmm. You'll want to hear that story sometime in the next couple of weeks.
I think I had like vaguely heard that that was something that she had done. I did not know that there was a whole like 5-minute clip about this of her spontaneously appearing on the show to talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent content.
There was that. And, you know, if we're going old school, then there was the reaction when we found out that tape exists of my first TV appearance as a college freshman in 1982.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Breaking news. Yeah. Tornado warning.
Send that over.
It's there. It's on YouTube. Just look up Pat Kreitlow and tornado, and you'll see it, unfortunately.
Can't wait.
Yep. Anyway, so we've got, as usual, I've got my favorite Friday shirt on. I've got my Friday Roy Kent coffee mug. Again, Roy Kent, because he can say the words that I can't say on the radio. Although, again, there's been all this talk about, well, maybe Up North News needs a podcast. And by all means, we have no idea what we're doing next. We just know we're going to do something. But on the podcast, you can say the naughty words. And I'm trying to envision whether you would allow that. You don't have to. But can you imagine Kristen Lyerly unleashed in a podcast?
And by I'm the imagining way, you unleashed.
And by the yes, way,
because
well, yeah,
I've seen you unleashed maybe once in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, when you're a broadcaster for life, and I have been for the longest time here, you're just always aware of a microphone. And so it would be a little weird for me to be able to use some naughty words. I'm looking at the podcast here at Civic Media. You know, Earl Ingram, of course, has the What's Going On podcast. Matt Rothschild does a podcast for us. Dr. Lyerly Show comes in podcast form, as does Make the Call, the sports show that Parker is a part of on Saturday mornings. You guys know you could do a podcast version and get that explicit content warning. I wouldn't recommend it, but, you know.
I mean,
you have.
Yeah, unlikely.
Maybe. Alicia clearly found it. She said that video of young Pat Kreitlow on TV was awesome.
Parker, did you send it in the chat?
Yes, he I did.
Yep.
It's not
I know
full,
what I'm doing later.
It's not the full thing. That is, I believe, Pat from within the last couple of years reacting to it.
Yes, yeah.
Even better.
That's what it is.
I like the compare contrast of young Pat versus this Pat.
Oh,
the hair is quite different.
There was a lot more of it back then, that's for sure. Let's see. We also have, I know I had a couple of more texts I wanted to share. Joe in La Crosse, thanks, Pat, for having a great show. I'm really going to miss listening to you in the morning. Good luck in your future endeavors. Let's see. Ted from Appleton, appreciate your kind words as well. Got a from our friend Julian Emerson. He sent some really nice things. Glad that you had this opportunity. Thank you for the meaningful work you've done and will continue to do. You have made talk radio not only meaningful but enjoyable to listen to, and that is increasingly rare. I and others are eager to see what you do next. That's how you know he's a trained journalist, I and others. And let's see. I know that there was one or two more that people were nice enough to put into the comment section. Say it isn't so. Thanks for all you bring to news and radio and straightforward, honest dialogue. That comes from John. Thank you very much for that. From Ned. Pat, thanks for being a clear, kind, and consistent voice for truth here in Northwest Wisconsin. Appreciate all you do day in and day out to raise the bar for journalism and public conversation. It's always nice when you can attend your own funeral, right? and read some of the eulogy. But, you know what we missed?
Hmm.
We missed Robin Tigerton.
Oh,
I totally whiffed out. I got all distracted. Rob, I saw you just sent a later note, but I missed the weather report. It's in here somewhere.
It's up there. I do think I saw that earlier.
I know it, but everybody's been so nice jumping in here that it's just been great. So Rob says, thank you for letting me share about Tigerton and my journeys along the way. So yes, we appreciate that very much. And there were people who were like, hey, we got to get more of the listeners up here. And we did get a couple, but keep in mind there are others who the whole reason they comment either through text messages or the comment sections is that they prefer not to, you know, be on the radio and talking live like that. So we respect that very much. That's why we've been very open to, you know, reading the comment sections and all the texts that come in. I would have loved a few more voice notes to hear from people directly, but maybe what we should have done, ending as we began with naughty words,
please don't.
Maybe we should have encouraged that, because then Parker would have to do some extra work to bleep them first.
Yes, I would.
Before we could play them. We might have a whole new franchise idea here.
Oh,
so.
God. Please, can this half hour go faster? Oh, God. Please, no. Please, no. No
we still got time.
You know, people don't know that for the longest time, we weren't sure if the dump button worked or not. So
we didn't have a dump button for a long time.
Well, still know if it works or not?
Well, I don't know.
I've never used it.
I don't know. Why don't you say a really bad word and let's find out. Oh, no.
You
we're
first.
Out of time here.
Hold on real quick. Did Pat, you went 3 whole years and never had to use the dump button?
That's correct.
Wow. That's impressive.
Wow. Well,
that's really impressive.
Remember, a lot of it was that we weren't sure that it worked. And so I'd be told all the time, hey, you've really got to solicit more calls. I'd be like, I'm afraid. we've got great callers, but any one of them could get me fired, and I wasn't ready for that yet. So
Alicia, we've all let it slip on the air at some point or another.
Alicia says, it was an absolute privilege and pleasure to join you twice last year on the air. Same here, Alicia. The honor was all mine. I do feel like I've used, you know, the ones that you can say, you know, damn and hell. I feel like I've done those more than probably every other host on this network combined, because you know what you can do and you try to live within those confines. And, you know, you try to be a professional broadcaster like Mike Clemens, professional broadcaster, who's going to join us next to talk a little sports. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north. It is a Friday morning. We can't have a Friday morning without looking ahead to the weekend in sports and doing that with our friend Mike Clemens, who is going to fill us in on some Bucks news, some Badgers basketball news, some Badger volleyball news. There's this Packers game. I believe the Bears. You might have heard a thing or two about that. Well, we're just going to get it all covered here with Mike Clemens right now. Mike, nice to have you here. How are you today?
Pretty good, Pat. Late night last night, following a lot of things that were going on. Bucks lose again, this time to the Raptors. 111-105 at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks have lost 7 of their last 10 games. Kuzma was not in there. Of course, Giannis is still out. You know, I wonder when they start second. I don't think they have to or should. But I wonder if Doc Rivers starts getting on the hot seat, because they just can't seem to change their ways or get out of this slump. Although the Raptors are a pretty good team, they lead the NBA in fast breaks, and they really throttled up in the third quarter and took control of that game. But we talked to Giannis last night for almost a half hour.
Okay.
So it's December 3rd, and he goes down, and he says it felt like, you know, this calf injury in the right leg. He said it felt like someone kicked him from behind. And when he looked back and saw there was nobody there, that's when he realized, okay, we got a problem. The next thing is he couldn't move his foot. Oh, you know, and then the pain is starting to set in, and he's really concerned that maybe he's got a torn Achilles. It's the soleus. It's the muscle that's underneath, deep in that right calf muscle. It's probably going to be another 2 to 4 weeks, he says, before he's 100% and can return. He's starting to do some workouts right now. But
Mike, I got to ask you. You know, going into sports journalism, and then we'll come back to Giannis here. But for all the stories that you've had to cover about injuries, do you feel like you've practically received like a first year medical school education for all of the muscles and bones and things you've had to learn about in your decades covering sports?
Yeah, but the more you learn, the more you need to be guarded with your information. You know,
you don't
play a doctor on the radios is what I've learned.
Yeah, good.
As a matter of fact, you know, I mean, I do some work for NFL radio on Sirius XM. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving out of the stadium last week, and they've got one of these, you know, physicians that has actually been a team physician and seen these kinds of things over and over again. And he's talking about, I think Christian Watson probably has got some artery damage, and that could be close to the aorta, which is why they took her to the emergency ward. Well, that's not what happened, because I talked to the player yesterday. No, they were never worried about that. So you got to be careful about that.
Yeah, nobody likes it when we play Dr. Google, not the least of which is my wife, the doctor, does not like it when we play Dr. Google. So we try to avoid it, but I do appreciate the education you've had to get. But anyway, I interrupted when you were telling us more about Giannis.
No, you're right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I mean, you got some symptoms, and if you look it up on the internet, you know, you they may be telling you, whoa, you're probably dead already, right? So, you call Kristen Lyerly if you really need some help.
Giannis, you're not pregnant, no.
Yeah. Giannis went to the next thing and said, okay, about the trade talks. He said, look, when the season starts, some players talk to their agents once a day, and that's fine. I don't. He said, maybe once a season. When the season starts, I've got three things. I got my family, I've got my own conditioning for my body, and I got games. I'm thinking about the next opponent, and that's it. I don't even talk to my agents about promotions. Don't come to me until the season's over with about promotions and commercials and other stuff. So he said, and in business, people are persistent. You keep calling and calling until, you know, you get your way. And he said, teams are calling the Bucks because they want me. I can't control that. And when these agents are talking around and they hear there was a conversation, that's what goes to the networks. Can't do anything about it. And then, Pat, he really got himself into trouble. He said, take my wife.
Uh-oh.
He said, my wife, she shops at Target too much. She goes like every other day. I tell her, honey, you got to quit going to Target so much. And she went again this morning. I'm like, dude, do you realize? Do you realize the damage you just done when you get home tonight? Oh my gosh! So
it's gonna affect the body conditioning. I can tell you that part of it.
Yeah. You know? Listen, there's still an awful lot of smoke there. He was, trying to be very convincing about it. It's also an organization where the general manager, not once, not twice, but four times, I guess it was the start of the season press conference for about 30 minutes, he kept referring to Giannis Antetokounmpo as. And by the way, we have the greatest basketball player in the world on our roster. It's almost like there's some sort of a contractual, promotional thing he's signed where he has to drop that in, and it's like, come on, that's – so whatever.
Wasn't that a Ted Williams thing?
In 3 or 4 weeks.
I think that was Ted Williams. He had whenever he did appearances, it had to be the world's greatest living ball player or something like that. So that can be a thing, but I just don't see Giannis as being the kind of guy that would insist on that.
I guess not, but it just says something a little bit about the relationship, that don't be quite so desperate. You got to – what's best for the franchise and those kinds of things. But whatever the case, they're in a slump. They've lost, as I said, 7 of their last 10, and they need to figure out a way to pull this thing out.
They really do. And I don't mind saying that it is definitely time for Doc Rivers to be on the hot seat, because when that coaching change was made, it was made with, all kinds of hype that Doc Rivers, again, taking nothing away from his earlier career, but like he was going to be a wizard. And I've never seen the wizardry in there. And again, that's just me. I'm just one guy. But this would be the time for him to be on the hot seat, but it's only because now we get something else to speculate about. We can't just speculate about Giannis. Now let's start doing it about Doc Rivers, right?
Unsolicited, Giannis said, though, this team has got good character. So he talked about the players that are there. He didn't talk much about Doc. I think what Doc diagnoses for this team and their problems in terms of moving the ball and spacing and all that, and then you can see corrections being made. But, and they do have injuries, too. A.J. Green is, not 100%, so they got some problems. They got some problems with the injuries.
All right. Let's stick with basketball. You got the Badgers busy tonight. They've had a long layoff where they get to hopefully think about ways they can improve over that stinkeroo of a last game they played in.
Yeah, the Badgers started off the season ranked in the top 25. They lost like a preseason game, if you will, to Providence, and then they got dropped. They played number 23 ranked Nebraska down in Lincoln and just got blown out 90-60. They lost by 30 points, where the head coach of the Badgers men's basketball team, Greg Gard, says, defense? We haven't had defense all year. And we got 9 days now here to find one if changes need to be made. So they finished up their semester. They had some practices. Tonight they're going to host Villanova. And, you know, hopefully this roster that's got some pretty good players learns that they're going to have to work on both ends of the court, not just the one, you know, at their basket and take shots. So there'll be that.
All right. And again, that game will be on several Civic Media stations. Pregame begins at 6:30. Sticking with the Badgers, the women's volleyball team, they made it to the Final Four, and they came about as close as you can come, going to a deciding fifth set and coming up, you know, just 2 points short in that one. But one hell of a run by Badger volleyball this year. For what was this was not supposed to be their run to the championship year. They sure exceeded expectations, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, and great performances this year from, you know, players like Mimi Collier's up for Player of the Year nationally. So they get into the Final Four in women's volleyball, played in Kansas, the Final Four, and they get assigned against the number one ranked team, Kentucky. They're up 2-1 in the best of five. Then they took a break, and then, you know, I can't, I mean, I the one turning point for me was that clearly one of the Badgers players had a spike, and it was blocked. I mean, just stuffed right there at the net. And it just seemed to change the momentum right there. The thing went to all five sets. Kentucky came back to win 3-2 in that, and both teams look exhausted. Now, Kentucky will advance to the finals Sunday afternoon at about 3:30 against Texas A&M. But, you know, another great performance from this Kelly Sheffield, who's the head coach of that volleyball program in Madison. I think they finished 28-5 for this season. So that's one of the better programs going on in Madison right now.
Absolutely. We're talking to Mike Clemens, previewing the weekend in sports. It's 8:45 right now. And let's finally turn to the Packers-Bears game in Chicago. Pregame begins at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for a Saturday night game. And you can catch that on several Civic Media radio stations. And despite the injuries from last week, this still holds all the potential, Mike, to be a truly great game.
Yeah, if the Packers win, then they regain the top of their division. And if that makes them a division winner, that puts them in the top seeding in the playoffs in 2 or 3 weeks. They got to play the Ravens, then they got to play the Vikings. If they lose, they could drop down to the 7th seed, and means that once they still hung on and get into the postseason, all their games would be on the road. So, and pretty much the same kind of scenarios for the Chicago Bears. Bears keep getting better each week. Packers lost their star defensive player, Micah Parsons, to a torn ACL last weekend in Denver. And so now the Packers have to go back to the defense they thought they had in training camp in August to try and hold off the Bears and improving Caleb Williams at quarterback for the Bears. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You ever heard of mutton busting?
No, I can't say that.
I am at Empower Mile High Stadium in Denver. But by the way, when the doors open, it says, welcome to Mile High, elevation 5,200 feet. So they play that up. At halftime of this huge game between the Broncos, very good team in the AFC, and the Green Bay Packers, they bring out a dozen sheep to the 50-yard line and put a little fence around them. One gets loose and is running around in the end zone, and you got two or three security guys chasing it, sort of like a shirtless fan, you know, on the field. And then a six-year-old child puts on a helmet and hangs on the side of the sheep, and they open up the gate, and the sheep goes running, and the kid hangs on for dear life. They call it mutton busting.
Oh, good Lord.
In Colorado.
Boy, they are starved for entertainment out there on the prairie. That is
something.
I asked
Jordan Love. I said, did you see this? I did. He says, I saw it on the scoreboard coming out of the tunnel, you know, in the second half. He said, that's like a rodeo thing. I used to see that when I was, you know, in college in Utah. But, yeah, that was halftime entertainment. And to me, I just wondered if any of those players, you know, slipped on that sheep stuff out there. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yes. God, the things we have to worry about here, between fans, field conditions, and now sheep doo-doo. Mike Clemens, this has been such a pleasure. Thanks for joining us on Friday mornings. Have a wonderful weekend, and happy holidays to you, sir.
Pat, thank you so much. Congratulations. Take care.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Again, that's Mike Clemens giving us the weekend in sports here. And you can catch that Packers game against the Bears coming up tomorrow. 5 o'clock is when the pregame gets going on stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, Wautoma, and Ironwood, Michigan. And now here's Parker Olson with his fearless Packer prediction for the game tomorrow.
Oh, I think the Packers are going to lose. I think the Bears are really
hopelessness.
Good. I think the Bears are really good. I can't think of his name, Manungani or something like that. That Bears running back. I think he's better than Swift, and I think without Parsons, he's going to be a real problem.
Okay, well there you go. Now you know who to yell at next week. You jinxed it totally.
Wow.
I know. You pays your money, you takes your chances. We will wrap things up. Some final news and notes one last time from Lake Wasota. Right after this, I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, one last time after stealing his music, I get to channel my inner Steve Cannon and wrap things up for a week and thank all of the guests and thank everybody who made this show possible. Including some of the nice commenters online. Here's one, a guy named Todd Alba. Congrats, Pat Kreitlow, on a great 3-year run. Nobody does it better. All the best to you and Parker. Todd, we are still watching your page as well to see what great, fun new things you come up with. A little behind the scenes thing with Parker here. As you know, Tony has been texting or commenting on YouTube for the longest time. But before we hear from Tony, a little behind-the-scenes stuff. During the commercial breaks, Parker usually has to remind guests to shut up because there's 30 seconds left in the break. We outsource that. And so here are the two different ways that Tony's girls make us aware that the commercial break is over. Here's one of them.
30 seconds left in a break.
And then there's this one.
Pat, don't forget 30 seconds.
So if you ever wonder why we always sound so upbeat coming out from a break, it's because of those little angels who somehow, with this guy as a dad and putting all that sarcasm online, they still turned out as delightful as they are. Tony is joining us on the phone. Tony, hello.
Hey, Pat. I figured people have heard you say my comments enough that I should probably actually let them hear my voice a little bit. And I should tell you how much this show has meant to me. I really love this show. It's been one of the best things about my day and one of the most consistent things. I went on vacation last year to California, and my wife told me that I was not allowed to listen to your show. And it genuinely threw me off. It threw off my whole day. Because
she wasn't just talking
the
vacation, but yeah. Oh, that is great. Thank you, Tony. I cannot tell you how much it means to have regular contributors who follow along and know the right things to say at the right time. And it has been absolutely stellar having you as part of the cast of regulars that keep us honest online. And those little angels of yours who have also provided some fodder have been much appreciated too.
Every time you play that over the break, they light up and they get so excited because they're like, oh, that's me.
That's
and when it's
so
the
awesome.
Other one that you play, they go, I did it better.
a radio show or a podcast is probably not, out of the question for their future. So you just keep fanning those flames because they sound like they would be delightfully entertaining, as are you, Tony. Thank you again for everything. It's been wonderful.
Thanks, Pat.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Boy, we got to go through and take care of some business here. We've got guests to thank after all this time. It's time to find my notes. See, if there's one thing the show's been known for, it's that Pat loses his place a lot. So
Old Let's Reliable. Get
to that. Old Reliable here. So my thanks to today's guests, of course, Greg Bach, Jennifer Schulze, Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Mike Clemens, by text message, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Tony there, Frank Gargano, and of course, Parker Olson, and to all of you for being here this morning as well. Well, as the announcer would say at Churchill Downs, and down the stretch they come. The finish line is in sight, and the 4:30 a.m. alarm on my phone has been deleted, and so I've got a little less than 4 minutes of gratitude to express to you here. I have always loved local radio. There's just no way else to say it. When it is done right, it can be personable, entertaining, informative, maybe even persuasive. And when I first started Up North News, I thought it might be nice to have it branch off into a radio show, maybe in 5 to 10 years. But it only took 2.5 before Civic Media came along and gave us this little piece of radio real estate. And so my unending thanks goes to my boss, Tara McGowan of Courier Newsroom, and to Sage Weil of Civic Media. Today, together, they arranged for me to be the middle of a Venn diagram between these two very wonderful media companies. So you will find me in Up North News in all sorts of ways, a newsletter, social media posts, website articles, explainer videos, maybe more. I don't know for sure. We're going to enjoy the holidays first, and then we'll get cracking on designing the kinds of news coverage that we hope will keep you coming back to Up North News on whatever platform you like best, whether it's Facebook, TikTok, a newsletter, podcast, whatever the case may be. And I hope you will still find me on the radio now and then, maybe as a guest instead of a host, but I still look forward to the chance to visit with you, you know, right here somewhere down the line. As with Jane Mattiner last week, I feel very fortunate to be able to wrap up a show and give proper thanks to everyone that I can. That includes plenty of people at Civic Media whom I will miss. Parker here and Greg, Chad Holmes, Aaron Zommers, Earl Ingram, Jimmy Cuska, John and Gordy and Catherine, James Kelly, Jimmy Cuska, Melissa Kay, and Lee Lou, the rescue pigeon, and so many others at Civic that I may have only met once or twice virtually and would have really liked to have seen more often. There's also what I guess we can now call the alumni from Civic Media, Mike Crute, Luke Mathers, Todd Alba, Brian Kelly, and others who provided encouragement and support in the early years of this program. At Up North News, I have my old friend to thank, Selena Heller, who has now worked with me in TV and radio for some 25 years now. And Sherita Booker, Abby Dietrich, Ellie Bordeaux, they have rounded out an incredible team, and they are going to get so sick of me now that I'm going to be able to annoy them much more often. And at Courier Newsroom, Kia Vakil, Cam Stevenson, all my colleagues in all the state outlets and the national posts, many of whom took time to visit with us here on the radio to give a Wisconsin audience some firsthand info on the news beyond our borders. The real heart and soul of this show came from the people who were regulars. It all starts and ends with Kristen Lyerly, who was on one of our very first shows, an otherwise brilliant woman. She was never quite smart enough to run away and say no. She just kept coming back, and I am forever in her debt for making this show more fun than it otherwise would have been. Same goes for Hans Breitenmoser, Joe Zepecki, Melissa Baldoff, Sean O'Malley, Dan Hagen, Laura Bird, all the folks at the Wisconsin Public Education Network, Motherhood for Good, and everybody else crazy enough to come on this show more than once. I thank you all so much for being a part of all this. I'll see you on Up North News along the way. Greg Bach is next. Happy holidays. Have a wonderful new year. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.